Ryan with Sonic 1029, chatting with Canadian broadcast icon, former longtime host of Hockey Night in Canada, current host of Coach's Corner, and of course, Rogers Hometown Hockey, Ron McLean. How's it going, man?
It's going absolutely great, Ryan. I have a question for you, if it's okay to start the interview. You're a drummer.
I'm a drummer.
Yeah, so who's your favorite drummer?
Travis Barker, man.
How come?
Well, he got me into this. Me being a punk kid, Blink-182, a punk band who inspired me, and I met two other punks. They played bass, they played guitar. And they didn't have a drummer.
You know, it's interesting. In my book, the first book I did called Cornered, I talk about I want to retire and start a bar called The Wherewithal, which is a song by The Tragically Hip. And their drummer, Johnny Fay, the reason I love Wherewithal so much is a line in the song about the guy's not on TV anymore. He had the wherewithal to get out, which is not about money. It just meant, you know, he didn't need to look at himself over and over again. But anyway, Johnny Fay, the drummer of The Hip, The Wherewithal, that solo that he does for that song is one of the greatest for, you know, like I'm not punk. I'm sort of Levon Helm, Don Henley, Meg White, but just love that.
You've been touring across Canada, bringing the Traveling Hockey Festival to the hometowns of Canadians. Can you quickly just touch on what to expect from Rogers Hometown Hockey for anyone coming out to St. Albert this weekend?
Well, for you, the music connection is a big part of it. We have live bands. There's a circus both days, Saturday and Sunday. We open at noon. Lots of interactive stuff for kids especially, and we have great alumni guests. Obviously, St. Albert is Mark Messier's hometown, so the show is kind of built around Mark's story of, you know, his childhood leading to being a six-time champion. But Lanny McDonald, a Stanley Cup winner, is there. Megan Mickelson, two-time Olympic gold medalist for the Team Canada Women's. Ryan Smith, who is a great legendary Edmonton Oiler. And then obviously our game is the Jets and the Edmonton Oilers, and I don't have to tell you with Connor McDavid, no pun intended, but we don't need to drum up support. Everybody in Canada and North America is watching the Oilers just to see the kid.
There's nothing like being in a pub in Edmonton. The team's playing, everything's kind of quiet, and then Connor McDavid steps in and just electrifies every single person with a goal or a play. It's amazing.
It's funny. I watched the young Oilers grow, and I can remember, Ryan, they'd be down 6-1 after 40 minutes to Vancouver, and they'd come back and win 9-6. And it hasn't sort of exploded offensively that way yet, but the moments within the game, as you say, are just unbelievable. Last night, the replay of McDavid coming back through his own end, like centers are supposed to do, but they usually go low and slow, they call it, so that they're right in front of their netminder as an outlet pass and as a defender. He is going 150 miles an hour, and Eberle's quick enough to see that, gets him the puck, and honestly, that play alone was worth the price of admission. You can see great times coming.
I was going to say, we have a bit of a hurting hockey ego here in Edmonton. Wanted to ask you to stroke our hair and tell us everything will be okay.
Yeah, I'm on record as saying the Oilers will have the cup within 4 years, and most of the greats, it happens for them that way, whether it's Gretzky or Bobby Orr. I certainly see it happening for Edmonton. They're doing some of the things they need to kind of round out that ultimate champion.
You touched on the music aspect of this. We have former Sonic Band of the Month, Scenic Route to Alaska. Band called Rend. You mentioned Mark Messier, Ryan Smith, guys that we hold very dear because they do represent some of our last glory days here. I wanted to ask you about the face of a Canadian hockey veteran. Smashed by pucks, random scars in shapes and sizes. Who is the meanest mug in Canadian hockey?
Ted Lindsay. He definitely paid the price. Tim Hunter's not far behind. His face was pretty scarred. He played for the Calgary Flames and would go to war with Dave Semenko or with Dave Hunter or with Dave Lumley. Kevin McClellan, Marty McSorley. Edmonton, as you know, was a tough opponent.
Could you tell us something about Don Cherry we don't know? Is he a tea drinker? Does he get pedicures? Something that charming.
Well, he likes to sit. I'll give you one. He likes to sit. First of all, his musical choice is dance. So you probably didn't know that. He loves hard-driving rock and roll, too. But he particularly fancies himself, fleet on his feet. But he likes to go. His quiet time is not a cup of tea. His quiet time is when it rains, he goes out and sits in one of his old Lincolns and doesn't listen to music for a little while, just turns everything off and listens to the rain fall on the windshield of an old Lincoln Mark VI. So there's his moment of contemplation. He does get quiet, believe it or not.
Wow. Well, this has been a pleasure, man. Your enthusiasm for hockey really charges the country, and it's just such a perfect event with all the bells and whistles. I feel like nothing was held back. This is all in everywhere you go. So
I just sit flabbergasted week after week that they can reassemble such a circus on such short notice all across the nation. So I hope folks come out and see it. It'll be a real good family deal.